Sports Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There is a, well, let's get through some of the top stories in the news here. So, top story, Russia readies a nuke. There's a, yeah, apparently they are getting a nuclear weapon ready that is strong enough to be able to reach both UK and better, bigger yet, the United States. It's apparently locked and loaded into a silo. I don't know why they've got it in the silo. Knowing Vladimir Putin, it could be just one of those things where he just likes to aggravate, right? I mean, how many times has he done war games where he has crossed into our airspace and things like that? It's just one of those things I look at and go, okay, I think it's just one of those ones where he's just pushing buttons, but yet at the same time, you just never know, especially with what's going on in Ukraine. Some of the other top stories, of course, the Feds did go ahead and raise the rates today. They said they were going to do a much smaller rate hike. It wasn't a much smaller rate hike. They did raise it half a percentage point. So it wasn't 3/4 of a percentage point like it has been in the past, but half a percentage point. Then Club Q and Pulse survivors testified in Congress pertaining to LGBTQ violence. So the House is holding a hearing on the rising violence against LGBTQ people after the Club Q shooting and the Pulse shooting. Now, here's the thing. I just want to expand on this just a little bit. It's not violence just against LGBTQ. This is one of the things that drives me kind of bonkers about the mainstream media and the news cycle. Do you know that the FBI has currently had to increase their tracking reports for the number of crimes against religious groups? Religious groups, Christian, Jewish, all kinds of different religious groups, they've seen a massive increase in violence against religions and against people of religion, or vandalism against buildings. I just saw the other day that there was a fire in Robertsdale, burned a First Baptist church down in Robertsdale. I don't know if it was arson, but it wouldn't surprise me in today's day and age. Because we're seeing more and more of this, enough so that the FBI finally is like, we're going to have to start keeping track of these. They've always kept track of things like anti-Semitism, but now they're starting to keep track of hate crimes against Christian groups as well, because it's on the rise. So it's not just increased violence against LGBTQ. There's increased violence against those of religion as well. So it's just kind of our society. We're just seeing overall an increase in violence overall. China has a COVID problem. Apparently, COVID cases are exploding in Beijing, leaving the city streets empty and daily life disrupted once again as they have complete lockdowns in China over their current surge of what's going on. The January 6th committee is having their final meeting. They have their final meeting on Monday, and then the full report from the January 6th committee will be out on December 21st, which that is about the time where they're going to have their criminal recommendations. That's when they'll do their recommendations to the Department of Justice, like, hey, we did this investigation. These are the ones that we feel like you might be able to go after some criminal charges on. So let's see what that is. Elizabeth Warren announces a bipartisan bill to combat crypto money laundering. Oh, yes. The FTX fallout continues. This is definitely one of the areas that it was already an issue that had come up in the past where people were thinking, hey, we might need to watch that. Some people are using cryptocurrencies as a way to do money laundering. And sure enough, we're seeing more and more that this is a big case in and of itself of just really using a Ponzi scheme or creating a Ponzi scheme using cryptocurrency. So this is going to get the regulators frothing at the mouth to try to come up with more government regulations. It's one of those things, though, it's like you only have yourself to blame. You know what I mean? It's like if you don't want the government to be so involved, you don't want so many regulations, then we just need more honest people. But unfortunately, it's just our society. And so whenever there's not a lot of honest people, government feels compelled to protect us from scammers. And what they end up doing is creating regulations and stuff that might end up hurting the masses, but they feel like the ends justify the means. Pitts call right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are checking and clear this afternoon. Slowdowns on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze have cleared up. Really just going to see some slight delays as you are leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point right before Gondolier Boulevard. Other than that, 98 checking and clear throughout Tiger Point and Navarre. I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as 29. See something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, a couple other stories here. A Senate report is considered early release for female inmates abused behind bars. This report details rampant sexual abuse of federal female prisoners. So, and I guess it was from federal prison staff abusing the inmates. And a lot of the staff apparently didn't even get disciplined for it. Oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. So now they're looking at possibly considering a way to have early release for those inmates that have been abused. Oh, that's a terrible story. Tornado hit a Louisiana town, leaving 3 people dead. And we've had tornadoes hit Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana. We've had tornado warnings in Alabama close to us. And the severe storms that have hit the South as that big, massive Arctic storm is headed towards the east. So that's another big story as we continue watching that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around.
Tries to stop rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas
coming up here in about 8 minutes. Gonna talk a little bit about this terrible story. We see celebrity deaths all the time, but we've had two this year that could have been prevented. They were. Well, I guess there's no other way to say it than they just didn't live. They didn't have an opportunity to live their full life. And I want to talk about that a little bit coming up here in about 8 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. By the way, be sure to download our mobile app. And you can listen to the live stream anytime, anywhere. You can also listen to podcasts on demand. And you can listen and you can also check out news on our app. So how do you download the app? Just look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store. News Radio is all one word. Look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store, and you can check that out today. Kudayayas are offering a special on registration for the 10th annual I Pink I Can Run, a 4-mile walk and run coming up Saturday, February 25th. Use the code SANTA22 for $7 off of registration all the way through the 20th. Get more details and register at catcountry987.com or our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The Federal Reserve is increasing interest rates again to try to bring down inflation. The central bank hiked rates by 0.5 percentage point, less than the recent 0.75 point increase. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he anticipates ongoing increases. U.S. border towns bracing for an immigrant surge when the Title 42 ban ends next week. The restriction gives the government authority to turn away all immigrants, citing the need to prevent the spread of COVID. Facebook is being asked to extend the suspension of former President Trump's account by Democrats. The tech giant suspended Trump indefinitely, citing risks posed by his accounts after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol last year. Avatar is looking to bring in $500 million in its global opening weekend. The highest grossing film of all time was the first Avatar, projected to make $525 million this weekend. And the World Cup final is set for Sunday. France, a 2-0 win over Morocco today. It'll be France and Argentina fighting for the World Cup title.
Yeah, I got to see a little bit of that one. You know, it was a pretty, I mean, they scored early. Once they scored early, Morocco's more of a defensive team. I was like, yeah, it's going to be hard for them to come back. I mean, I already expected France to win, but when they scored early, I was like, yeah, okay, that's probably it. And then they scored with like 79 minutes left for the second score just to seal the deal.
Yeah.
Or not 79 minutes left, 79 minutes in just to seal the deal. So and then I think that was expected. So we got France against Argentina going in on that one.
Yeah, you know, Morocco played really well. I mean, they couldn't buy a goal. I mean, they had so many chances and, you know, just their luck ran out. But, you know, they'll get to play a third place game. So yeah. Still a lot to play for there. But, you know, I think this is the World Cup final that when the semifinals, you know, when we knew the matchups, that this is one that we were looking forward to. You know, you get Messi, Lionel Messi, yep. Going for, you know, really a legacy in which he could arguably be the greatest soccer player of all time. And then on France, you've got Kylian Mbappe, who is already at the age of 23, won a World Cup. They're the defending champion. So to be able to have two World Cup titles by the age of 23, that's something that only Pelé has done.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's pretty amazing for him to be able to accomplish that. What about you just mentioned? So tomorrow is when the movie comes out, Avatar.
Yeah, opening weekend. So yeah, you'll get the first couple previews.
Preview night, they call it, or whatever.
Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah. So, did you see the first one?
I did not. I just have no interest. I don't know why. It's just not for me.
What about Gracie? Gracie, Avatar.
I've seen it, but it's been a while.
Been a long time. Okay.
If you told me what goes on in the movie besides the blue people,
yeah,
I can't really tell you that.
That
much.
Was what like. 2000? Like, it's been about 20 years, right?
Yeah, I bet it had. I bet it's been 20 years. Yeah.
Wait,
it's been a while. Yeah, it came out a long time ago. Now I think about it. So.
No, not 2000, though.
Don't think so?
I was born in 2000.
It was 2009.
Okay.
Oh, 2009.
I remember seeing the movie.
Okay, I got you. So there's, you know, the movie, I remember watching the movie and thinking, it's pretty. So this movie, the first movie, was the first movie that was really, truly made for 3D. Like, James Cameron was like, I want this movie to be made for 3D. Like, you need to experience this in IMAX on 3D. That's how it was made. And so that's how I watched it. And it was it was visually stunning.
Yeah.
I remember the story being a little bit predictable and a little bit like, okay. And there's some weird parts in the movie as like these aliens and stuff. But overall, I thought it was a decent movie. And I could see why it was one of the top grossing movies of all time. And then, of course, it became the top grossing movie of all time. To me, it's like, is it the best movie of all time? No, no.
Well, I think, you know, just going back to that time, I mean, so much was made because of the 3D, right? Because, you know, that's so much.
It was
much,
brand new. Like, up until that point, they had, like,
seen that before.
What was there was a movie, Journey to the Center of the Earth. That was made for 3D, but that was more gimmicky. It was more like, oh, we're going to have these special effects where it looks like you're falling and stuff. Avatar was like, this is 3D because we want you to feel like you're in this world, 3D. So it was brand new back then, which, by the way, for the record, that's the only way I like to see movies in the theater. If I go to the if I'm going to spend money to go to the theater, I'm going to watch it in 3D. That's kind of my standard. Like
IMAX for me, but like IMAX or above.
Yeah, there you go. There's so Avatar 2, this is basically the summation of the reviews I've been reading about it. Visually stunning, just like the first one, maybe even more so. But more boring. That's not good, right? So like, let's go watch a beautiful painting and just stare at it for 3 hours.
Well, that was another thing that you do remember about the first one. I was like, it's a long movie.
It's a long movie.
This one is too, right?
Yes, this one is too. Yep. Yeah. So, Grace, what do we got going on with traffic? And then you can share your thoughts.
Well, okay. Let me talk about traffic. It is brought to you by Frontier Motors, and roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. Even Highway 90 going towards Pace from Pensacola. Not looking too bad. And we are also just seeing some typical afternoon delays on 98 as you move towards the Nature Preserve and closer to Gondolier Boulevard. If you see something else, just make sure to give me a call at 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So what were you going to say?
I was just going to say real quick that I also feel like Avatar kind of got like a second jump when Disney made the Avatar world.
Yeah.
Like that, I don't even really love the movie. Like, but that world in Disney, that new park is like insane.
Is it?
You feel like you're in this like crazy world. So
oh,
I feel
wow.
like that becoming a thing kind of made the movie more popular even years after.
Got you. Yeah, and they actually re-released Avatar in the movie theaters, I bet two or three times. Just re-released it. Let's go to Joe.
I would add, too, you know, James Cameron played this perfectly because, I mean, we had Titanic in 97, and then he didn't make anything. So, I mean, I think that had a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah, that that's true.
James, you know, James Cameron takes 12 years off and then comes back and's like, hey, here's the greatest visually appealing movie ever. So,
yeah.
And now it's, yeah, now it's this one. So.
Yeah, now it's this one. There you go. Very interesting. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what he does this time around with it. That's for sure. So, got another one that says Avatar needs to do the $2 billion box office to break even on this one. Holy cow. I hope that's not true. That's a lot. It's a lot of money right there going out there. Oh, boy. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, I do want to talk about the passing of Twitch next.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Well, tell you what, these are the kind of stories when you're in the news, it's hard to cover. But on Ellen DeGeneres' show, the executive producer was Twitch. He's the guy that would always come out and start to dance. And he was passed away today at the age of 40 by suicide. And so we've had a couple celebrities this year who have died that way. And it's just sad to see that. And I don't know, it's one of those things where I see this and I'm just like, this guy had like a great life, you know? I don't think people realize how much brightness they leave in the world.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Sleigh bells ring.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You heard it right there. It's a Wonderful Life. Holiday classic movie, and it's going to be at the Sanger Theater at 7 o'clock on December 19th, so coming up on Monday. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see It's a Wonderful Life, we've actually got quite a few pairs to give away. So we'll give away a pair right now and then another pair next hour. But if you would like that pair, text in Jimmy for Jimmy Stewart. Don't look at me like that.
His name's George, actually.
Okay. I should go with the cartoon name.
Yeah, no.
I mean, not the cartoon, but the... Maybe next time. Right.
Jimmy
this time
for
we'll
this
do
time.
Jimmy. So text in Jimmy to 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You text that in, and you can have a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see It's a Wonderful Life, December 19th at the Sanger Theater. It's kind of it's a pretty fun event right there. And you'll always have opportunities to win Monday through Thursday of this week on both Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk with Jenna Barr, and Pensacola Right Now with me, Bobby Rossi, on News Radio 92.3. We're going to get another quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom in about 10 minutes, not quite. And we got your sports hit coming up as well. But first, top three stories. The Fed raised the interest rates by 0.5 percentage points. So, you know, after raising it three quarters of a point, now it's just half a percentage point. Vladimir Putin readies a massive Yars nuclear missile capable of hitting both the United States and the UK. And this is more into just more information. Like, just they're just ramping things up more. And Elizabeth Warren has pushed a bipartisan bill to regulate crypto firms after the FTX collapse. Those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. The World Cup, France beat Morocco. So France will play Argentina in the final for the FIFA World Cup. Then the NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight at 6:30. The Knicks play the Chicago Bulls, followed by the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Clippers. NHL hockey on TNT, beginning with the Detroit Red Wings against Minnesota at 6:30. At 9 o'clock, Vancouver will play Calgary. ESPN2 has NCAA men's basketball with the University of Florida Gators playing Ohio University at 6 o'clock. Once again, that's on ESPN2. Then FS1 has number 16 UCLA playing number 20 Maryland at 8 o'clock. Also at 8 o'clock on ESPN2, Western Kentucky plays Louisville. And then, I think that about wraps up the games right there. In sports news, the NFL is considering rule changes for hits on defenseless players, and roughing the passer. They're looking at more ejections when it comes to those. The New York Jets have promoted Zach Wilson to the quarterback, to the backup quarterback position. He says that he still believes that his future, that he is the future of the Jets, not Mike White, who's going to be the starting quarterback this week. Falcons quarterback Marcus Mariota, we mentioned yesterday, he left the team after a benching. Turns out now he's going to have knee surgery, and he's going to be on the injured reserve for the rest of the season. The WNBA will not announce any plans for league expansion before the end of the year, and Sean Miller and the Arizona men's basketball team have avoided major penalties from the NCAA after an investigation. And finally, Grant Wall, the Sports Illustrated writer who died at the World Cup. And remember, we were saying that his brother, as well as others, speculated some sort of nefarious reason for him dying after he wore the rainbow flag. Well, now his wife has come out and says that he died of an aortic aneurysm. So, like, I guess a blood, you know, like a blood clot thing, aortic aneurysms. So that hit his heart. It's an enlargement of the aorta. There's usually no symptoms except for when it ruptures. Okay. That's very strange. It's been reported to happen to 2 to 12%. It's in about 8% of men, of more than 65 years old, 8% of men over 65. He was like in his 30s. So still doesn't make sense. It's Pence Cole right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have some slowdowns on West Fairfield. This is going to be due to an accident. Scene of the accident is right off of North Pace Boulevard, in between North Pace and North L Street, right in front of the Whataburger. So seeing slowdowns in the westbound direction, backing up to about Tahar. Again, that's West Fairfield Drive right before you get to North Pace. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Well, let's go and get your CBS Sports Minute. And then after that, I do want to talk about dreamers just a little bit. There's some talk about what to do to, quote, save the dreamers. We'll talk about that next.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute. The NBA unveiled some changes to their annual awards this week, but they also added a brand new award as well. It's called Clutch Player of the Year, fittingly named after Jerry West. My question, what criteria will the voters use to decide who is worthy? There are clutch offensive stats, like what you do in the last 5 minutes of a close game, but what about clutch defensive plays? How on earth will they determine this? I'm Maggie Gray.
Risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Our professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery does need to be replaced, we'll help you find the best battery for your vehicle and your budget. Don't wait until your battery is dead. Get it tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there has been a big push that the Dreamers need to be, quote, saved. So what's happened was the whole Dreamer program was started because Obama signed an executive order, essentially. He created the Dreamer program via executive fiat. He made it happen. He went around Congress. I don't know why it took so long, but recently the Supreme Court ruled that that's unconstitutional. That this program cannot just exist indefinitely due to an executive edict. So with that, there is a push for Congress to come up with some sort of plan that protects Dreamers. Now, what is a Dreamer? So Dreamers are those that are illegally in this country, but they were brought here as children by their parents, or maybe they came in on their own as an unaccompanied minor. But that's what happened. So they're saying, look, it's not the kids' fault. And granted, yes, a lot of them aren't kids now, right? They're in their 20s, some of them even in their 30s, but they were brought here as children. The only life they've ever known was here in America. They went to our schools, they went to public schools, they graduated, some of them even went to college. Many of them run businesses nowadays, the whole works. And the protections for Dreamers was, if you were brought here as a child, or you come here as a child, then you won't be given American citizenship, but you will be given a pathway to citizenship, and in the meantime, you will still be able to have benefits of a citizen. Well, you can get a special ID, that way you can get college loans, you get all these other things, right? That was the idea. And there's many people who actually say, I agree with this. This is a good thing. It's not the kids' fault. There's others who disagree with it because they go, it's just going to incentivize people to send their kids here in hopes that they could become a, quote, get Dreamer status. Well, what have we seen? Since Obama signed this edict, we've seen a huge throng of unaccompanied minors crossing the border. Their parents are basically just sending their kids going, look, I love you, and I love to be around you, but I want a better life for you. I love you enough that I want a better life for you, and I can't go sneak in that country and really live without fear, but you can. So go, and you will get Dreamer status, and you'll be fine. So a lot of people said this policy needs to get changed. And so now there's a big push to try to get something done for Dreamers once and for all. Here's the thing I would do. If Marco Rubio or Senator Rick Scott or Matt Gaetz or any of these are thinking about what can we do for the Dreamers, it's not their fault, their parents brought them over, blah, blah, blah. Look, Democrats do this all the time. Why don't Republicans do this? Make a comprehensive bill. Make a comprehensive bill that grants citizenship to Dreamers. But part of that comprehensive bill is starting X date, X year, no public school. No public school if your parents aren't citizens of this country, either citizens or legally here. Then you can't enroll your kids in public school. Can't use our taxpayer dollars. It removes the incentive for the kids to be here in the first place, or for parents to be willing to sneak into the country and have their kids here and hope for some other Dreamer status down the road. So you just do this big comprehensive bill that secures the border, that removes incentives like public education, or maybe even, hey, look, you can't get your public utilities turned on. Why? Well, because you're not a citizen. Remove incentives that would make it unreasonable for somebody to want to live here illegally. And you make it a big comprehensive package and you go, oh man, look at all the Democrats not willing to sign up on my bill to save the Dreamers. I'm wanting to save the Dreamers. What's wrong with them? I'm just saying, I'm trying to come up with. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Those three senators, well, two of them are senators, one is a congressman, are not going to do anything to help the common person. Got another text here. I have a solution. Keep the dreamers. Deport the Democrats. Oh, boy. Here's another one that says, so aortic aneurysm can rupture. Think of a tear in the vessel, and the inside layer can tear and balloon out. Think of the inner lining of a weasel filling with blood, and the flow stops. Sometimes it can be managed and followed. Otherwise, it's not survivable. And that's what happened to that rider. I don't know. It's a terrible story to hear about that and to see what happened with that. So, all right. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Everybody's starting to feel it, starting to feel it in the air.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're talking about dreamers, and got a texter says, don't deport the dreamers, deport the Democrats. Got another one says, no, deport the people that attacked this country. I think you mean the degenerates is what I would assume on January 6th is what he's talking about. So, I'm one of those agrees. There's got to be a way to keep the dreamers in the country, but we have to remove the incentives that brought them here in the first place, that incentivized the parents to try to bring them here in the first place, so we can be a country of law and order. That's the thing. That's the only thing. And so I'm like, yes, let's pass something, but do it in a comprehensive bill that revises our education. By the way, I want to remind you, we do not have a legal way for the poorest of the poor to come to this country. We've left them with no choice other than to try to sneak in. And that's wrong. We should have a way for the poorest of poor to be able to get here like it used to be back in the day. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. We are still seeing some slow traffic on West Fairfield. This is going to be heading in the westbound direction before you get to North Pace Boulevard due to an accident right in front of the Whataburger. It's slowing down where West Tahar meets West Fairfield Drive. Other than that, our roads are looking pretty typical. I-10, I-110, check in and clear Highway 90. Heading towards Pace on the bridge, expect slow-moving traffic. See something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay Winter Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to our newsroom, Joe Ford. Joe, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, mourners paying their respects to the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. A public memorial opened just this last month. Today marks 10 years since that horrific day. Republican state leaders asking Apple and Google to raise their age ratings for the TikTok app. 15 state attorney generals says the app contains mature content and that the teen or 12-plus rating is too low. Ellen DeGeneres, heartbroken over the death of the man famous for being the DJ on her show, the wife of Stephen Twitch boss, confirmed he took his own life this week. Elon Musk banning a Twitter account that tracked his private jet after claiming he wouldn't. Today, Twitter banned @ElonJet, a bot account that used public data to track Musk's jet. And the first trailer for the latest installment of the Scream franchise is hitting the internet. Scream 6 will take the setting of the film from its usual fictional town of Woodsboro, California, to New York City.
Oh, there you go. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, real quick, Doritos might give you Super Bowl tickets if you're willing to shave a triangle into your head. That's right. Apparently, you shave a triangle into your head, and you got to tweet it and do all the things like that, and then you might get a pair of Super Bowl tickets. I wonder if they'll accept a triangle in the beard, since there is no hair on the head. So, I don't know. I might be able to get away with a triangle in the beard. No, not doing that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. There's a new toilet that can diagnose your health issues. A toilet. All it does is listen to your bowel movements. I don't even know. A team at Georgia Tech came up with a device strapped to the toilet. It can diagnose your health issues by listening to your bowel movements. How can they hear over the... Ah! I'm I'm sorry. That was disgusting. I'm such a child.